Muslims and Christians alike are expressing solidarity for Pope Benedict amidst threats and protests at remarks he made about Islam during his apostolic visit to his homeland last Tuesday. Invitations for more moderate responses are arriving from various Muslim countries such as Jordan and Indonesia, and even the president of Iran, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, said Monday that he respects Pope Benedict XVI. Ahmadinejad said that regarding the issue of the Pope's comments, "We respect the Pope and all of those who are interested in peace and justice like him." Meanwhile, some questions had been raised over whether Pope Benedict would visit Turkey at the end of November as planned, but after meetings in Istanbul yesterday, the Turkish Bishops' Conference have confirmed that their predominantly Muslim country is looking forward to welcoming the Holy Father. Pope Benedict's words have also been backed by the King of Morocco, who, in a letter to the Pope, underlines the importance of interreligious dialogue and condemns religious extremism. Malaysian Prime Minister Abdullah Ahmad Badawi agreed with US President George Bush in meetings yesterday that the Pope's apology was sincere. The head of the worldwide Anglican Church, Dr. Rowan Williams, also came to the Pope's defence over his comments and apology. The Archbishop of Canterbury says that the big question now that comes out of this is how much we're prepared to listen to the other person telling their story and how much both sides are prepared to be self-critical in discussing aspects of their history that are not so pretty and not edifying. The head of the Catholic Church there in the UK, Cardinal Cormac Murphy O'Connor, also issued a statement to this effect. He explained its content.
Pope Benedict, in his lecture, was essentially appealing for a dialogue of cultures which was based on faith and on reason. And it was quite clear to me that Pope Benedict had no intention of offending in any way the sensibilities of the Muslim community. And the Holy Father himself has expressed his sorrow if any passage in his speech sounded offensive to Muslim believers. I mean, what was clear to me was that his lecture is a radical rejection of any religious motivation for violence. I then went on to say that if we would continue in our country to develop good relations with the Muslim community based on mutual respect and a common desire for justice and peace in our world.
But while many, like the Archbishop of Westminster, are seeing this as an opportunity to open up new discussions between cultures and faiths, others maintain their more negative approach. Al-Qaeda militants in Iraq have vowed war on worshippers and cities of the cross, and protesters burned papal effigies over what they've interpreted Pope Benedict's comments to be. The European Commission says that such responses are disproportionate and go against freedom of speech. I'm Catherine Smybert.